Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. As we've calmed down a little bit, I think, at least. Calmed down a little bit after a disaster on Monday night.
We still reflect.
Yeah, we are. All right, lots to discuss today. Coming up an hour from now, Seth Joyner, Elliot Shore Parks at 1. Kiss the baby later in the show. You hear from Nick Sirianni, and a big good night for the Phillies last night. Wheeler was incredible. Home run by Harper. The magic number is down to 4. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, this is a common misconception, but I think I need to help y'all out. Chinese food is not fast food. It's just food fast.
I like that.
No, it is. It's true.
A good Chinese food place? Man, you had the dim sum again yesterday, didn't you?
No, I didn't, okay. But I definitely wanted to.
I know you did. All right, Hugh, we got a lot to discuss today. And I think after a day like Monday, it's time to take a deep breath and just kind of recalibrate a little bit here. Because now we've watched the Eagles play two football games. We've seen them win a game down in Brazil, and they pulled one out. We've seen them blow one here in Philadelphia against the Atlanta Falcons. And after a loss like Monday, I think it's very there's like two ways you could look at it. You could look at it and say, okay, man, they're bad. Like, that's a bad product we saw. Or you could take a deep breath and say, you know what, they did two games, they're 1-1, all that. But I look at it like this. We have a football team here, Hugh, that is okay offensively right now. They've got some good players, but they're okay. I mean, they haven't lit it up. They haven't scored 30 points per game. They've been okay offensively. They've been pretty bad defensively. They have a quarterback who has, you know, three turnovers, actually four turnovers in two games. They have a defense that can't stop the run. They don't get after the quarterback. And I'm not going to lose my mind over 1-1 to start the season, because that's kind of what I expected. I thought they'd lose to Green Bay, beat Atlanta. It went the opposite way. But 1-1 is kind of what I expected. But Hugh, when you look like under the hood a little bit at what this team is, okay offensively, not good defensively, question marks with the coaching stuff going on. I just see a team that's not very good. I don't think it's bad. I don't think they're going to stumble to three wins and be the worst team in the NFL. No, they're not that. But Hugh, I've adjusted my expectations, because before the season, I had them at 10-7. I thought they'd be a playoff team, and I'm no longer locked in on that. I think this is closer to an average football team that's going to win 8 or 9 games than it is a playoff lock. I know after watching them for 2 weeks, I am no longer in the camp that they'll definitely be in the postseason. Hugh, have you readjusted what you think after 2 weeks?
The only thing I've adjusted in this, Joe, is the route that I'm going to take to get to Louisiana.
Okay.
That's it. Like I told you weeks ago, no team is good or as bad as it is this first month of the season. I feel like even though this defense, we've been sitting down and people have been sending me videos of these guys falling all on their butts and getting blocked and stuff all day long yesterday, I still believe in this football team. I still believe in the talent that we have. I know a lot of people don't. You know, a lot of people want to use the B word when it comes to a lot of these athletes, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not there yet. I feel like there's a lot of things that you can fix fundamentally when it comes to this defense.
Sure.
But it starts this week, man. It starts this week. I feel like Bryce Huff can be fixed, even though he was on the back of a milk carton Monday night, didn't show up for nothing. It was zero. Like, people were texting me saying that the number that he's wearing is a bad omen.
Zero?
Yeah, because that's how many tackles he had on the night.
That's a stat line.
So, yeah. So, it's one of those things where I feel like this can be fixed. So, I'm not out on the Eagles yet. I'm still bullish on my trip to Louisiana.
All right. Well, let me put it this way. I'm not out either, because I do think the division stinks. And I think the Eagles at eight or nine wins could give us a season where we're watching for something and they could win the division. Like, I haven't thrown the towel in on the Eagles going to the playoffs. I just don't think they're a lock anymore. I don't think there's anything about this team that makes me feel great. And it's not about a 1-1 record. That's not a big deal. There's a lot of teams in the NFL right now that are 1-1.
It's the way they got to 1-1.
It's what they look like. I don't see the bones of a really good football team.
And I can't argue that, Joe.
I'll give you an example. The Lions, they lost that Sunday, right? They're 1-1. They dominated the box score. They had 200 more yards of their opponent. They got in the red zone seven times. They have, you know, stars on offense. They have a pass rush that is like six sacks already in Aiden Hutchinson. That's just one example. Like, the record isn't my point on the Eagles. 1-1 is fine through 2 weeks. They have plenty of season to figure it out. What I look at is, I say, the offense looks okay. Not great, okay. The quarterback looks okay. So that's supposed to be the best part of the team, and I'm not sure it's a great offense. I think it's probably going to end up, I don't know, the 10th or 12th best offense, somewhere between 8th and 12th best offense in the NFL. They'll score points, right? They have talent on offense, too. They have a good offensive line, and they'll figure out the offensive part as the time goes on. But the defensive part, you know, we were hoping, Hugh, that this defense could go and become what? Middle of the pack?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I see anything that tells me they could be middle of the pack. I look at the different levels of the team and I say, what's there? All right, defensive line. I came into the year saying Jalen Carter, he's been invisible for the first 2 weeks. I got nothing else I feel really good about. Linebacker, Zach Bond had a really good first game, but then he was really quiet in the second game. And the secondary.
He was getting cut down like a tree.
Yeah. Well, he did get cut down a tree. And the secondary.
Start calling him Woody.
The secondary has nothing special to it. I mean, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson made a play. He's also getting burned each week.
Yeah, he gave some tackles, too.
I don't see it. When I look at the team, I'm looking for reasons to hold strong and not lower my expectations, but I've got a pretty good offense and a bad defense. That doesn't equal anything special.
I think it has the opportunity to. You have to understand the team that you have, and I feel like you should always play to the strengths. Now, when we talk going into the game Monday night, I felt like there was an issue. I mean, I felt more concerned about the fact that A.J. Brown wasn't out there more than most people. And, you know, it was one of those things where that was the case. I think you need to be smarter and more judicious in the way that you attack things. Like, I'm not an offensive coordinator, but I do know that you have to give opportunity to the guys that I feel – that have put themselves in position to earn it. Like,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
when I say that, what I mean is this, and I'm not harping on it, but the fact that we traded for a receiver and we didn't get him the ball all but one time, that to me is not smart. Like, as an offensive coordinator, like, especially in a situation where you could argue that even though, you know, we came in and I told you the story about Brian Mitchell talking about he didn't compete and all this other stuff. Okay, put him in a position to be successful. Feed him a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let him build his confidence, you know. But instead, we want to try to be cute and distribute the ball to guys that, you know, aren't, you know, household names. Now, I don't have a problem with Calcaterra and Britton Covey touching the football because I think that it adds a different layer to your offense when you're talking about, you know, who the ball could potentially go to. And that kind of gives you an opportunity to take advantage of the defense. But at the end of the day, you got to put the ball in guys' hands that you know that can make something happen.
Sure.
With the football, that got pedigree. That got, you know how when we talk in baseball, they have some numbers on the back of their rookie cards. Like, Jahan Dotson has some numbers on the back of his rookie cards. Well, they might not be great numbers.
But he's produced a little bit.
But he's produced.
He's played a lot.
He's played a lot in the league, so that's all that I'm saying. Dallas Goedert has played a lot in the league. I don't know what's going on with him and the quarterback, but you have to give yourself an opportunity to win the football game.
Well, they should have. And we, you know, it comes back to that a lot. We keep waiting for the coaching to elevate, and I don't see coaching elevating anybody. I mean, like, who's the player that coaching is elevating? Maybe Zach Bond in week one? 215-592-9494. Have you readjusted your expectations for the Eagles after the first 2 weeks? All I could go off of is what my eyes see, because we know some of these guys have some pedigree and names, but that doesn't always mean anything, right? I got Jahan Dotson's got to show it to me. Some of these guys got to, Bryce Huff has to show it to me in an Eagles uniform. The first 2 weeks, if you just said, Joe, what are you seeing? And you said, forget about their names and their pedigree and their contracts. You know what I would say? I'd say I'm watching an 8-win football team. That's what I see, an 8-win football team. They don't get after the quarterback. They don't stop the run. They're only okay on offense. It feels to me like an 8-win football team. Kyle, what are you feeling here as the Eagles are 1-1? It's not about just the record through two games. It's about what we're seeing. Have you readjusted your expectations?
Yes, not like drastically. I'm not saying that I'm not sure that this team is going to make the playoffs or an 8-win team. I think I've lowered what my ceiling is for the Eagles. Like, I went into the season thinking that they could be amongst the top teams or teams in the NFC that are in contention to win a Super Bowl. I no longer think that's the case. I think the ceiling is probably capped out at like one playoff win, maybe, depending on if they're going on going on the road
help.
Or
that
at home.
That doesn't help me in my New Orleans trip.
Well, you can go to New Orleans. Will the Eagles like join you?
You can
the question.
Go. We're not going to be there. We'll have somebody fill in for you that day.
Where's Hugh? He planned the trip.
Yeah, I don't think the Eagles are going to New Orleans anymore. I think what I saw Monday night was that the team is just, I don't know if I want to say like mediocre. There may be like a slightly above average team in totality, like when everybody's healthy. The defense, it's not good, but here's what I will say. On Sunday, we saw a lot of good teams lose. We saw a lot of bad teams win. It's only been 2 weeks, and we could be going, you know, a few weeks from now where we're saying that Green Bay win was just as impressive as this Falcons loss was bad. So I think there's still a lot to figure out about this Eagles team, but I think I've lowered my expectations from potential Super Bowl winner to maybe like one playoff win.
Yeah, and I think that's more than fair after what you see for 2 weeks. 215-592-9494.
That's not fair.
It is fair.
Yes, it
fair.
Is. Come
that is not
on.
Fair.
You, they can't get to the quarterback or stop the run.
No.
How are they going to be? I just, you know what I need someone to do today? Not so much you. Hugh, I know you have a trip to New Orleans planned. I need someone
Listen, if I go, we all go. Okay. That's how it is. I mean, the Eagles, us, all of us
all
go.
All right, well, I like that idea. I just need someone who's still really high on them to explain to me how they're going to be really good. Like if it's baseball, you say, well, they're going to score a lot of runs. They're not going to allow a lot of runs. That's a good baseball team, right? Like, if it's basketball, they're going to score a lot of points. Like, this team's offense is just, it's pretty good. It's not special. It's not, the quarterback's not special. The offense is not special. The defense can't stop the run or get to the quarterback. How are they going to win a lot of games?
It's going to be an offensive-centric team.
But
I mean, I've always felt like that.
But the quarterback's not that great.
I think, and I have nothing to back this up with, but I feel like the other night, like I said, I feel like you have to put more emphasis on putting the ball in the hands of the playmakers. Now, I know when I say feed Saquon Barkley, you're going to blow a gasket because you're like, well, damn, how many times is he going to get the football?
He's had 52 touches in two games.
And it feels like this year is going to be the year to run it back. You remember how a couple years ago they were trying to phase him out the game?
Yeah.
Just feels like this year.
The run game is coming back.
Listen, Breece Hall, Alvin Kamara, all them cats.
Yeah, the run game is coming back. I will point out, though, they did try to throw it to him to finish the game. He didn't catch the ball. I mean, that happened. It happened.
I promise I'm going to get better, though.
I know. 215-592-9494. Now that we've had a date event, where are you with your expectations for this season? Are you still high in them, or have you lowered your expectations here? We'll let you hear from Seth Joyner, Brandon Graham, and someone who is unsure this is actually even a playoff team. That's the next Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Thought they'd be 1-1 through the first two games. It just so happened to be they just swapped which game they won. That doesn't 1-1's fine.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.